Good afternoon and happy Independence Day. For the day today, we are going to see mostly sunny skies this afternoon. And with that, we are going to be seeing instability and moisture and any forcing that usually gives us those afternoon showers relatively limited in comparison to recent days. So mainly dry conditions are expected throughout the course of the day today. However, with a continued northwest flow, and some favorable conditions in the atmosphere, maybe one isolated shower or thunderstorm will be possible. Any thunderstorms that do develop today, though, look to be limited to higher terrain areas to the west and east of the Hudson Valley. There's also going to be a noticeable drop in humidity during the afternoon as dew points are expected to lower into the upper 50s to lower 60s in the valleys and upper 40s to low 50s over the mountains. It will be a very warm day with highs expected to reach the mid to upper 80s in the valley locations. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected near and along a stationary front boundary from the mid-south to the eastern half of the Gulf Coast region, with some potential for flash flooding due to some localized heavy rain totals. Over Texas, temperatures are forecast to reach into the upper 90s and low 100s to the southwest of the frontal boundary. Southwesterly flow aloft over the Great Basin supports breezy conditions and low relative humidity values at the surface, where fire danger is elevated. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 112 at Death Valley and at Stovepipe Wells in California to a low of 29 just to the northeast of Sand Creek Station in Oregon. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a high near 83, in Boston becoming mostly sunny with a high near 73, and in Buffalo sunny with a high near 85. Here are the Albany climate normals for today. The average high is 82, while the average low is 61. The record high of 104 was set back in 1911, while the record low of 44 was set back in 1971. Today's sunrise was at 5:23 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:36 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight. We have lost 52 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach towards the mid to upper 80s. For the night tonight, a slight increase in cloud cover will give us partly cloudy skies and some patchy fog developing as we head into the early morning hours, overnight lows dropping down into the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach near the mid 80s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the low 80s. For the night tonight, we stay mostly clear as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the low to mid 80s. There is a small chance for an afternoon shower and isolated thunderstorm. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies with some patchy fog developing heading into the early morning hours as overnight lows drop down into the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 80s. And for the night tonight, we stay mostly clear with our overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we continue to see this pattern of drier weather. We stay sunny and hot with highs reaching into the upper 80s and even getting near 90 degrees in several spots across the region. We will see a very small chance for an isolated shower, fairly similar today. Most areas do look to stay dry throughout the course of the day. Sunday night, we turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 60s, and this pattern of hot and dry conditions looks to stay with us even lingering into Monday as well, where we are looking at sunny skies with highs reaching near the mid to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.